Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the fire, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Yahweh be with y'all. We live. This is a live broadcast, and we just not get on the airwaves. So let's kind of pause and talk to the WCC. So we've been live ever since 6 o'clock, but the WCC had a plenty of questions they want to throw on the table. So we are live, and we're going to throw down the international side and see who all joining us on another episode. And like we said, Brother Joseph from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Brother Joseph, so take great notes now. Take great notes on this lesson. And brother say, he said, let me tell you something, Steve. I've been knowing I'm an Israelite since 1980. I said, that's a great thing. So now we're going to add on to what you know. As WCC just released my microphone, no doubt about it. Just released my microphone. They got a lot of questions on the table. So we're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us on another episode, part number 5. And it reads, all the smocks are still on the international side, 195 international countries. So that's a good thing. And what's flashing out of New York? 111-889. 111-889. So we're going to go find our elder and bring him in. And like I said, Joseph, you know, the city is going to ask you something. I'm going to see how great a note taker you are in tonight's episode part number 5. The one thing about it is about taking great notes, because the information we're going to bring up is going to remind you a lot of things of the 80s, but we're going to add a little bit more to it. So we're going to find out, you know, he will tell you all about this broadcast. And Brother Yahweh Israel, you take a look and see, can you find me the seven circles, 57 and 58. Now, if you got anything that you extend over and looked over besides 57 and 58, because it's a 64 part that Noble Drew Ali did kind of put together, and he is a counterbalance of the Quran that he was learned up on, and he came back with a 64 page to address the ones called African American Negroes and stuff like that. So if you can find 57 and 58, kind of lay that to the side, and we're going to take a look at that. 57, 58. So let's see if we find the elder and bring him in. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, Seed Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer, as well as Seed Ray. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Mr. Tibbs, we got a good brother on the line. Say, he said, I've been knowing I am an Israelite since 1980. So, it ain't too much you gonna tell me, still Israel, that I don't already know. All right, then, brother Joseph, it remains to be seen. So, we got 195 international countries. They all logged into the room. 111-889. So, Brother Joseph said he's a great note taker, and we're going to find out all about Brother Joseph real shortly. So you on the clock, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And welcome and thank all of you for tuning our live broadcast. I do believe it's 111,889 listeners, including Brother Joseph and maybe many others. But during the time that we find out that we are an Israelite, we do find that there are different things that we need to know, because there are so many different Israelites out there and so many different teachings. You always hear the question, well, which one are you? Which one? Well, are you under Yahweh? Let's see what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. You have a lot of people that take that one verse another way. And after it's broken down by this ministry, it's given to you in a correct way. We have to think of things to say and do, which is part of our works. And as you know, we're all measured by our works. Needless to say, many have very foul and non-Yahwali ways. Sometimes we're influenced by our friends or family to do bad works. Fortunately, the Bible speaks of such things, like in the book of Sirach, if you have that one, verse chapter 6, verse number 7. And it says, if thou would get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him or her. Part of this comes from bad teachings, rumors, and other book studies besides the King James Bible. So if the word of Yahweh is spoken, you have to know that what you speak is of Yahweh's and not of your own, or the Yahweh of this world. The Yahweh of this world uses spoken words also, and he sounds pretty good. You will find him in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. And those that are aware of such things, you know, it's mentioned in St. John chapter 3, verse 10. Should take notes, because as the seer said, it's very important to take notes, like find out who the Yahweh of this world was in 2 Corinthians verse 4, verse number 4. And John chapter 3, verse 10, it mentions, it says, you're Israel's teacher, said Yahweh the Son, and do not understand these things. So when you're going to teach the word of Yahweh, you really have to understand what you're saying, that it is of Yahweh's. You look in chapter 12 of the book of Romans, verses 1 to 3. One says, beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. 2, be not confronted to this world, conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. 3, for I say, it's through the grace given unto me, unto every man or woman that is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly according to Yahweh has dealt with every man or woman the measure of faith. So every broadcast that we do, we try to help think of the people of Seed Royal by exposing the truth as it is written, which is very important. The truth is exposed as it's written, like the seers having people to do research, like Brother Yada, myself, and others. We come back and we provide this research to the temple as one. And what that does, it lets us all be on one accord to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for tuning our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, as you see we continually mention, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now that you have found what you have sought, it's in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, as we've mentioned before, top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. You have to take note of that, Seedwell. The Bible speaks of Sabbath, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. We have to be word up on that. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big lion, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures quoted in Leviticus 27, verse 30, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This one is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdh@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We now have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first, as you know, is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointing camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get this, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or from that point, you can actually choose any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Peltalk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. This is where you'll find Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer you on the table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. They're here to follow the Righteous Act. Jehovah will block or restrict the misuse. And if teaching time ends before broad talk stops, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But keep one thing in mind, which is very serious. When you're trying to keep the scriptures in mind, don't try to win that bump the gums contest as you always see. You will miss Yahweh's, all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we rehearse the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it says in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So you will find that when you take notes, you won't have to say, what verse is that? What did you say? You will have it right there. You will create your remembrance by keeping your Bibles open. Take notes. We'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Elder, we'll catch you on the bottom part and get your closing comments on take number five. And we're gonna do just a little digressing back because we want to make sure we bring everybody along at the same time. And we want to take a look at something, but we'll get our brother Yahweh Israel up and see, do he got his eyes on 57 and 58? Noah Jawali, he produced his own Quran to counter action with the ones that was of a regular Quran, so he produced his own 64 pages. And he got some very good, interesting information on 57 and 58. And so we want to take a look at it a little bit of that. If Brother Yahweh have glanced over the end of it, then we can go from there, or we'll go whatever way it is to lay the foundation. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be there, see Roy."
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see Roy.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, you know, this is take five of the series we're doing, unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. And we got a lot of new guests on, and WCC got a lot of members on the table, but I'm very interested in a couple of brothers they say, "Look, we've been searching to find what is the truth." Well, and like I told the brother, let me tell you something. Brother H, just tune in to Voices of a True Israelite. Like, we'll help you out. And then we met another good brother. Said, "Well, you know, I've been knowing I'm Israel since 1980s. I used to be pretty well off and since 1980s. Oh, Brother Joseph." So I said, "Yeah, I hear you, Brother Joseph," and that's a good thing. We love to hear it, no accident. So we know you all good, Brother Joseph, so we just want to add on to what you know. And we're going to ask Brother Yahweh a question. Did you peep into that Noah Jawali? Can you put your hand on 57 and 58 there? I want to know that first, that Brother Yahweh is there. Come on.
Yeah, I peeped at it, see ya. And I'm looking at page 57 and 58.
All right. That's excellent. That's excellent. You know, we're gonna make a little detour, but we're gonna come right back to it. I wanna lay out a couple things, then we're gonna get right on it, you know. See, one thing about it, you know, our job is I love to hear when those say that you know, I'm seeking, you know, and I've been in for a long time, but I got a few things I need to be straightened up. So, you know, I like that because I know when it's all said and done, Voices of a True Israelite, the sixth anointed camp, a whole gaggle gonna come looking for this ministry, sixth anointed camp, and we just gonna have to be prepared to take care of the business according to thus says the Almighty. So I'm about to get us a little loop, chapter 12, verse 12, take notes, Brother Johnson. Brother Joe, take notes. Great notes. You're on the clock, Brother Yagda Israel. Luke 12, verse 12, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Mm-hmm. See, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And one thing about the righteous spirit there, Brother Joseph, one thing about the righteous spirit, let me explain something to you according to the Bible in the 9th chapter of Daniel, verse 29 and verse 22. Let me show you how the righteous spirit operates so we can have it in writing. This is how the righteous spirit operates in Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 down to verse 22. Listen real good there, Brother Joseph.
Good Daniel chapter 9.
Yes, sir. Verse 20 out of verse 22.
Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 to 22 reads. Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. While I was praying and while I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin, the sins of my people Israel, presenting my supplication before Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, for the righteous mountain, my Yahuwah. Verse 21. Day while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22. And he informed me, talked with me, and said, "O Daniel, I am not come forth to give you skill and understanding."
When the mental spirit visits you, you will have skills and understanding. And see, that's going to take her to Noble Jolly Charlie. See, one thing about it, you know, they'll say in a minute, well, you know, the mental spirit told me to take care of his business in the name of Allah. So, but we found out that when you visit by anybody above, when they leave you, you will have skills and you will have understanding. And that's the key right there, the skill part and the understanding. You have skills, and you will have the understanding. In the 49th chapter, verse 28, let's talk about something for a minute in Genesis. 49, 28. Listen real good in 49, verse 28. Genesis. What it says in 49, verse 28?
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse number 28. Genesis 49, verse 28. And these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is it that their father spake unto them. Bless them. Every one according to their blessing, he blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Now the 12 tribes of Israel have a name. Now we go and find out what is their name. 12. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. And when they do right, they are from the blessing. Let's see what is the 12 tribes of Israel, what is their name in Exodus chapter 1, and we'll take it down to real down to Joseph. And we're going to get us 12 names there, Brother Joseph. We're going to get us 12 names. Now, these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and every last one is up on a blessing. That's what they do right. Let's find out what their name is in Exodus chapter 1 down to verse 6. You think we'll get us 12 names. Because every last one have a blessing. Exodus 1:1. And let's find out who is the father of these 12 tribes of Israel. We make sure we clear about who the father is of these 12 tribes of Israel. Come on, that's Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's look at that. Exodus 1:1. Let's see if we get us 12 names there. Come on.
Book of Exodus, chapter 1, family of Israel. We came into Egypt. Every man and his family came with Jacob. Verse number 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5. Now, the people that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 people. But Joseph was in Egypt already.
Mm-hmm. So, how many names did you, that came out of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel in 32, 24, and 28 of Genesis? So how many names do that came out? How many names we got here? Because all upon the blessings. So Brother Yahdai Israel, for his master and audience sake, how many names are upon the children of Jacob whose name was changed of Israel? How many names is this, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Well, I count 12 names.
12 names. So there is right there, 12 names. So 12 names came out of the 12 names. Now, so it's 12 brothers that came out of, and then what did their father tell them in 49 verse 1 about these 12 brothers? Now he's talking to, his father's talking to all 12 sons. Now he going to tell them something in 49 verse 1 of Genesis. So what he tell the 12 sons in 49 verse number 1 of Genesis?
Look at Genesis 49. Verse number 1 reads, "And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days."
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So there we go. We got 12 sons. So Judah and Joseph are brothers. Judah and Joseph are brothers. They are brothers. Judah is brothers. But this is what he says about Judah now in 33, verse number 7 of Deuteronomy. This is what he says. This is what is told by Moses about Judah. This is real good there, Brother Joe. This is what he says to Moses says about Judah. Let's look at 33, verse 1 of Deuteronomy and verse 7.
Book of Deuteronomy 33, verse number 1, verse number 7 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 33, verse number 1. This is the blessing for with Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the family of Israel before his death. Verse 7. And this is the blessing of Yahweh Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh the voice of Yahweh Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be you a help to him from his enemies.
Mm-hmm. And if any time you want to trace the 12 tribes of Israel, you got to trace them according to Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. So now, Brother Joseph, we got 12 names. There go your 12 names. You're taking great notes. I see your thumbs up by taking great notes. That's a great thing. So now we got the 12 names, and all 12 is up on the blessing. Now this one is told by Moses to the 12 tribes in Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. Let's see what he tells them, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, all of the 12 tribes of Israel. What do you tell them now, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Numbers chapter 1, verse number 16 through 18 reads, Numbers chapter 1. Verse 16. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. Verse 17. Moses and Aaron took these men which are expressed by their names. Verse 18. They assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. They declared their pedigree after their family by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, for 20 years old and up by their posts.
Mm-hmm. So anytime you want to learn about the children of Israel, you got to always address their fathers. And that's the key. So Job 8:8. So when you want to address and find out, well, who is the children of Israel? And like Brother H says, one of them from the big time CTA, he said, you know, Steve, you know, I got a problem. I just I just don't know how to put my finger on who I am and how can I teach my loved one who I am. I said, well, I just write this. Until you learn who you are, you will always leave the loved one at a disadvantage. Every time you come in contact with them, you don't know who you are, then you will leave them at a disadvantage. The greatest legacy you can leave to your offspring is them to know their direction in the Almighty, in the Almighty One. So what we reading there, Brother Yahjah? What we reading?
I think Job 8:8. Book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8 reads. Book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, prepare yourself to the search of your prophets.
Mm-hmm. So I already remember that, Brother Joseph. It's always about a search of your father. See, we're going to find out a little bit later on that it's going to be some statements made pertaining to the mother search. No, it ain't no mother search according to the Bible. Everything goes through the father. The father is the one that establishes things, so the search must be through your father. Whatever your father is, that's what you is. And I understand what he said to one of the seals in 3 verse 9. That's why the father got to step it up. He says in Sirach 3 verse 9, when the father recognized his position, then watch what, remember what you read in 4:9-28. This is the blessing on the 12 tribes of Israel. So now we're going to precept that blessing on the 12 tribes of Israel. And we look at Sirach 3, verse 9. And listen real good, Brother Joseph. Listen real good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, for the blessing of the Father establishes the family of children, but the curse of the mother putteth out the foundation.
Mm-hmm, never forget that. Remember, the father must take his rule because the bloodline is straight through his loin. He is the Lord's carrier, and that's why it was said real plain in the book of Hebrews. Let's precept that to Hebrews real quick there. And precept is mean go here a little bit and go there a little bit. You got to paint the picture through the precepts. That's the key. You paint your pictures through precepts. You don't tell a good game, you read a good game. So in the book of Hebrews, we're going to paint the picture and see what it says in 7 verse 7. What it says in the book of Hebrews 7 verse number 7, yeah, Brother Yahjah Israel.
The book of Hebrews, the little word of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 7 reads. Book of Hebrews, the little word of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 7. Without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
Mm-hmm. So the less is blessed than the better. See, all the better out here, the better got something on the table, but less is blessed than the better. But now let's go get a precept on the reason why you have to call things through the Father. This is what he says over here in verse number 9 and verse 10. Listen to this real good. Brother Joseph. This is real carefully what's said over here in the book of Hebrews. Alluded type for Hebrews. Look what it says over here in verse number 9 and verse 10. Just give me a half of verse 10. That'll take care of everything that come on.
The book of Hebrews. Alluded to where Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 9. Verse number 10 reads. Verse number 9. And as I may so say, even also who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Verse 10. For he was yet in his loins.
And he was yet in the loins of his father. See, he was in the loins of his father. See, there you go, see it right here. It's not the point that the woman carried the young man for 9 months. It's not the point. He was yet in the loins of his father. Because males carry the seed. How you trace whoever you're going to trace back, you trace them through the male. because everybody in Abraham's day, he had a descendant coming out of Levi. It was in his loins. 500 years later, he came out through that bloodline. So this is a bloodline thing. So males must understand, your bloodline, you call the shot, the male carries the shot, because whatever to be into the next generation comes out of your loin. But you have to plant it somewhere in Mother Earth, and Mother Earth bring it to existence. But it's, they, you know, the old saying is, it's mama's baby and the dad has made it, it don't work like that. That's outside the book. It's always father's baby. It's father's baby because everybody is in the loins of their father. It's right there in verse 10. And Levi, for he was yet in the loins of his father. So you got it? So the father's great role to understand something. Your loins is the one to produce the generation to come, to come, to come, to come. You got it? Good. All right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I need to now take a look at what's going on in Nova Drew Ali. Now, with that information you got, just that little bit right there. Now, we go on. See, Nova Drew Ali makes a profound statement. He thinks that the people that was in North Carolina was in bad shape. So he said, well, I'm going to try my best to do something because what they don't want is Christianity. So I'm going to give them an alternative. So we're going to find out what did Nova Drew Ali says, and call the seven circles, we're going to tell you about what that means to, we're going to break everything down for you after Brother Yahdai Israel. Hit the stage out of the seven circles, you know, he's going to tell you all about it. We'll look at verse chapter 57 and 58. We're going to lay a little groundwork down. So pay attention, go on your computers and pull up Nova Drew Ali in his 64-page documents for all those that's going to be Moore's science, Temple of America's Moore's. He came up with his own Quran led by Yahuwah. And this is what he read about, led by Yahuwah. He got this in writing in 57 and 58. Take great notes, especially you six of knowing accounts. Listen real good. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Looking at page number 57, chapter number 46, and it reads, the beginning of Christianity. Verse 1, the foundation of Christianity began in Rome. The Roman nation founded the first church, whom crucified Jesus of Nazareth, for seeking to redeem his people from under the Roman yoke and law. Verse 2, Jesus himself was a true blood of the ancient Canaanites and Moabites and the inhabitants of Africa. Verse number 3, seeking to redeem his people in those days from the pressure of the pale-skinned nation of Europe, Rome crucified him according to their law. Verse 4, the Europe had peace for a long time until Mohammed first came upon the scene to fulfill the works of Jesus of Nazareth. Verse number 5, the holy teaching of Jesus was to the common people to redeem them from under the great pressure of the hands of the unjust, that the rulers and the rich would not oppress the poor. Also that the lion and the lamb may lay down together, and neither would be harmed when morning came. Verse 6. These teachings were not accepted by the rulers, neither by the rich, because they loved the principle of the Ten Commandments. Verse 7. Through the Ten Commandments, the rulers and the rich lived while the poor suffered and died. Verse 8, the lamb is the poor people. The lion is the rulers and the rich. Through love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, all men are one and equal to seek their own destiny.
Israel, that's good enough. Now go to 58, because the time thing, you know, those that in class will hear more about it. We just want to let you know we on track. So now we're going to 58 and look at a little bit. So now those that can go on your computer and pull up the seven circles, what they call the seven circles or what again? Make sure it's clear. Everybody take great notes and they can pull up themselves. So exactly where you reading all this good stuff from there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Called the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Seven Circles by Drew Ali, the Divine Prophet.
That's right. Now he's the Divine Prophet. So Noah Drew Ali, he looked at the Quran and said, "Look here, for his peoples, he's gonna go ahead on and put 64 pages together." And now we go on to 58. Now, we don't get enough in 58 to kind of wet your beak, but the class are fixing on the camp. They already got all this information already, and they know how to go through it whenever it's needed. So let's see what he says in 58. So now you got the outlet of the 64 pages. Now we go on to 58, and listen real good at 58. What does it say?
Page number 58. Verse number one, page 58, verse number one. The inhabitants of Africa are the descendants of the ancient Canaanites from the land of Canaan. Verse number two, from the holy prophet, the divine instruction. Verse two, old man Cush and his son are the first inhabitants of Africa. Came from the land of Canaan. Verse 3. His father Ham and his family were sacked. Then came the word Ethiopia, which means the demarcation line of the dominion of Amezem, A-M-E-Z-E-M, the first true and divine name of Africa, the divided of the land between the father and the son. Verse number 4. The dominion of Cush, northeast, southeast Africa, northwest, southwest, was his father's dominion of Africa. Verse 5, in latter years, many of their brethren from Asia and the Holy Land joined them. Verse 6, the Moabites from the land of Moab, who received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle and inhabit northwest Africa. They were the founders and are the true possessors of the present Moroccan Empire with their Canaanite, Hittite, and Amorite brethren, sojourned from the land of Canaan, seeking new home. Verse number 7, their dominion and inhabitation extended from northeast and southwest Africa across the great Atlantic, even into the present north, south, and central America, and also Mexico. The Atlantis Island before the great earthquake which caused the great Atlantic Ocean. Verse number 8. The River Nile was dredged and made by the ancient pharaohs of Egypt in order to trade with the surrounding kingdom. Also the Niger River was dredged by the great pharaoh of Egypt in those ancient days for trade. And it extended eastward.
Good, that brother Yahdai Israel. Good. Now, come back and read verse 1 and 2 again one more time. Now, listen good now. See, we're going to see, that's these six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. Listen good. We laid a pretty good foundation. But listen good at verse 1 and 2. What is Noah Drew Ali here? He been inspired to write for the people's that's enslaved in the mind, so he is stepping up saying that the Almighty Allah have chose him to lay the foundation and tell the people's call by the names that they call today that this is the way to get back up under the righteous mighty one to obey what Allah have given to him. Look what he says in verse 1 and 2. One more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Listen, good. Take great notes, 6 anointed counts, but you're going to be on the clock one day. And when you're on the clock, make sure you're just not all ears. You're taking great notes. We're telling you what we're working with. Look what it says in 1 and 2, verse 1 and 2, 58th chapter. And what are you reading all this good stuff from in the 58th chapter again, Brother Yahshua Israel?
I'm reading from the Holy Quran of the Morisai Temple of America by the divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali.
Excellent. Noble Drew Ali. So Noble Drew Ali, you know, was his name is Kennedy, but through the registration, when they come to ask you, don't know what your name, it's Thomas. So it's Thomas. Thomas Drew, that's his name. His correct name is Thomas Drew. And then he worked a little bit and got it as Timothy Drew. But then as time progressing on, he became Noble Drew Ali. You got it? Good. That's a little history to bring to the table. So now, this what divine led by Allah, this is what he says and verse 1 and 2. Listen carefully what he said. Divine chose out of to tell you this in verse 1 and 2 in his books. Hope you can follow. Come on, from your computer.
I'm reading from page number 58, chapter 47, and it reads, Egypt, the capital empire of the dominion of Africa. Verse 1, the inhabitants of Africa are the descendants of the land of Canaan. Verse 2, old man Cush and his family are the first inhabitants of Africa who came from the land of Canaan.
That, did you hear that? Old man Cush now. Now, wait a minute, old man Cush. But wait a minute, let's go now, let's see what it says in 17 verse 11. Of the book of Acts. Now, old man Cush is what he is working with. Old man Cush is the one that brought his son, and he divided all the land. Old man Cush did it. Let's see, can I hold up by putting in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. What it says in Acts 17, verse 11.
Book of Acts 17, verse number 11 reads, Book of Acts. Chapter 17, verse number 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
So that's the key right there. So one thing about the six anointed camp, we believe in one thing. We hear the best of them out there, but If it line up the scriptures, and we both to always search the scriptures, see if so, and they all made a profound statement in Sirach 6 verse 7. He made a profound statement. We did take notes on what he said. What he said in Sirach 6 verse number 7. There, Brother Yahshua Israel. What did Uncle Elder make this statement? And I've taken notes on it because I'm a great note taker. I mean, I believe I can take notes that I can come before this national audience. Look what it says in verse 6, verse 7.
Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 7 reads, If thou wouldest get a friend, prove them first. Be not hasty to credit any.
He said, if you don't get a friend, make sure you prove a friend and make sure you're working with. And the friend must be proved by what? What do the friend must be proved by what we can read? Let's see what a friend got to be proved by in the 34th chapter, verse 10 of Esther. How do you prove a friend? You go on a complexion? Well, let's see what Jacques say how you prove a friend in 34 verse 10 of Esther. This is how you prove a friend in 34 verse number 10 of Exodus. This is how you prove a friend now, Brother Joseph. This is how you prove a friend. This is what he says here. Come on.
The book of Exodus 34, verse number 10 reads, he said, "Behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I would do with you."
Mm-hmm. So if you prove a friend, you prove them by the covenant. Oh, well, you know, I'm with you, I'm a friend. Well, you prove all friends by the covenant. Get down to 27:28. So now I want to prove me a friend. How would I prove me a friend? I'm going to look at verse 27:28. Now I'm trying to prove a friend. 27:28 says what?
Verse 27. Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Verse 28. He was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. Did not eat, he did neither eat bread nor drink water. He wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Torah instruction, first five books.
So that's how you prove a friend. Six of all chaps understand all that. So how you prove a friend and somebody with you, you prove them not by the skin color. You prove them according to the Torah instruction. That's how you know what you're working with. See, when the Torah instruction line up eyeball to eyeball, then you know you got a friend through the covenant. That's how you prove a friend, through the covenant. That's key. You got it? So now we're going to prove. Before we credit anything, we're going to prove and see, did old man Cush divide the land up? Did he divide the land up by just proving and see, can that hold up? Let's go to the book of Jubilees, chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. Let's see, could that hold up, old man Cush, according to Noble Drew Ali? He said, old man Cush divided the land up in Africa. That's what he said. Let's see, is that so that we can read by just going to Jubilee chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. Let's see what it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Jubilees 9, 14 and 15.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse number 14, verse 15 reads. Book of Jubilee chapter 9, verse number 14. Noah's blessing. And thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons. In the presence of Noah, their father, he bound them all by an oath and imprecated a curse on everyone that should have seized the fortune which had not fallen to him by his lot. Verse 15. They all said, so be it, for themselves and their sons, wherever, throughout their generations, to the day of judgment, which Yahweh shall judge them with a sword and with fire. The unclean wickedness of their errors, for they have filled the earth with transgression, sin, uncleanness, fornication, and sin.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to find out when we do the proving who divided the land was, Noah and his three sons. So now that's who divided the land, Noah and his three sons. And his three sons, what is their name in Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 and 19? Let's find out what is their three names. Noah divided the whole land himself among his three sons. Let's find out what his three sons' name is. And whenever you find the name Cush and Noah's three sons, then raise your hand up. Let's see.
The book of Genesis 9, verse 18 and 19 reads, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. Verse 19. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread.
So, we find out that Noah is the one to divide the three sons between Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And these three sons repopulated the whole earth. So you have to be a descendant of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, let's see what did Ham tell his boys in the ninth chapter. And let's see what is some of his boys' name. Let's find what his boys' name in Genesis 10, verse 6. Let's find out who is some of his boys, what is their name that we can read. And he's getting ready to go eyeball to eyeball with his boys, and what is his boys' name that we can read in 10, verse 6 of Genesis.
The book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put.
Good. So there go Ham's son. So we found out that Cush is the son of Ham. So now, and we found out that Ham is the one that's going to tell the boys which way is up and which way is down. And let's run it down in the ninth chapter. Let's run it down in the tenth chapter of Jubilees and see Ham going to work with his boys. So the greatest legacy you can leave is when you take your boys and tell them exactly what the book's saying, and this is what you're supposed to do. So let's see what the father is going to do, the father Ham is getting ready to do in the 10th chapter, verse 28 down to verse number 31. That's all we need. But you got to listen real good. Now, if you're taking great notes, you're going to be all right. 28 and 31 says what?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 28 to 31 reads. Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 31. Canaan illegally takes land. Verse 28.
Yeah.
And Ham and his sons went into the land, which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29. And Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt. It was very good. And he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west, that is to the sea. And he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, from the border of the sea. Verse number 30. And Ham his father, Cush, and Mizraim his brother, said unto him, you have settled in a land which is not yours, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you do so, you and your son's family will fall in the land and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, by sedition will your family fall. You shall be rooted out forever. 31. Dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, but the Shem and his son, yet it come by their lot.
That's plain. That's real plain right there. So let's see. So now when that happened, when we read Exodus 33, verse 1 and 2, so when that happened, what happened that we can read in Exodus 33, verse 1 and 2? Listen to Israel to Exodus 33, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Exodus 33, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse number 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, you and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto your fathers, unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying unto your seed will I give. Verse number 2. I will send a minister spirit before you. I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites.
So you see what the Almighty said he gonna do? He said he's going to drive out the Canaanites. So he said he's going to drive out the Canaanites, children of Israel. He said, y'all got me right. He said, when y'all start getting toward the land, the Canaanites, I'm going to drive them out of the land that was promised by Lot. Because he made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and Moses rehearsed the righteous act in 19, verse 14. What did Moses say in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14? Now, Moses was inspired by Yahweh according to Exodus 7, verse 6. He was 7, verse 1, I mean. He said, Moses, you're going to be in place of me, and Aaron, your seed, are going to be in the place of you. Now, this is what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse number 7. I mean, make it 14. Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. What said that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy 19. Verse number 14, read. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verse 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that Yahweh, your Yahweh, giveth you to possess.
So the last thing you do, you remove your neighbor's landmark. So what I gave Shem, it was Shem's. What I gave Ham, it was Ham. And what I gave Japhet, it was Japhet. And I gave the firstborn son, Shem, a double portion. So nobody's supposed to move the landmark or change the name. Let's see what it says in 49, verse 11. So whenever you migrate, you're supposed to carry your father's name with you wherever you migrate to. You carry your father's name with you according to 49, verse number 11 of Psalms. Let's see if that's so that we can read in 49, verse 11 of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse number 11 reads. Book of Psalms, 49, verse number 11. Their inward thoughts, that their houses shall continue forever. Their dwelling places to all generations. They call their land after their own name.
They call their land after their own name. See, every name is named after their own name. And we get a case in, point. What name do all is supposed to be named after? You know, he makes it so plain, he can tell you what name. In the book of Judges there, Brother Yahweh Israel, he'll tell you even what name when you go to work in your Bible. So if you find out any other of these names used, you know one thing, that when you live by the Almighty, you're going to speak the words of the Almighty. And the Almighty made a profound statement, what name you go and put on the table, wherever you go, in the 18th chapter, verse 29, let's see what name do you take with you. I don't care where you go, who name do you put down? In the 18th chapter, verse 29, the five name you put down there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Deuteronomy.
Well, make it Judges. Thank you again, Brother Yahweh Israel. Make it Judges, chapter 18, verse 29. We want to know. All we want to know is what name do you carry? I don't care where you go. What name do you carry and you put your stakes down on what name that we can read? In the 18th chapter, verse 29, what name that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 29. They call the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father.
That's how you operate. Now that's when you know you're led by the Almighty. When you put the stakes down, you got the Father's name, you don't move nobody's landmark. When you got your Father's name, we ain't got to worry about nobody cooking nothing up if you got your Father's name. So keep telling your mind, you got to have the Father's name on where you go. So now, and we know the Father's name is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now Paul had a little mission. So I'm gonna see who can catch this right out of the gate. Let's see who can catch that. With that understanding, the only name supposed to be on the planet Earth is the sinners of Shem, the sinners of Ham, and the sinners of Japheth. And Shem gets a double portion. Let's see what we can read by going to Acts chapter 16, verse 3 down to verse 6 and verse 9. This is good. Or what happened right before your eyes, and see how many of the six anointed camps are taking notes, and they able to deal with this thing when they see something right here. Because we're going to read a little bit later on, Noah Jew Ali made a profound statement in the 22nd chapter, 23rd of his pamphlet, and he specifically laid it out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, exactly who we are and everybody else here. So he laid it out real plain there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And I probably hope that you better pull it out what he said. He laid it out exactly led by the divine Allah, exactly who everybody is and who we are. And he got it in writing in his 54 page, exactly what he said. So if we don't get it today, we'll get it tomorrow. But we won't be surprised like everybody else when we hear what Noah Jew Ali says up under the guidance of the Almighty Allah. He made a profound statement, and we want to read it all, what he said, that's in his 64 pages on what he said that the Almighty told him on the table. What you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
That's the book of Acts 16.
All right, yeah, work me a little bit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And Acts chapter 16, verse 3 through 6 and 9. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Acts chapter 16, 3 down to verse 6 and 9. Now we're going to see is the time for the alarm to start going off among the six anointed camps. Let's see what's going on here. We're going to lay a pretty good foundation. Let's see. Read the way you see it there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see how many of the six anointed camps, the alarm start going off. When we read Acts 16, 3 down to verse 6 and verse 9.
The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse number 3 down, 3 to the 6, and verse number 9 read. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 3. Then would Paul have to go forth with him, took him and crucified him because of the Jews, which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. Verse number 4. And as they went through the city, they delivered them the decree for to keep. They were ordained of the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem. Verse number 5. So were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Verse 6. And when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to teach the word in Asia. Verse number 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed and said, come over to Macedonia and help us.
So the member spirit told Paul had on his mind, he wanted to go run out there in Asia. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to run into Asia. And, that was his mind wanting to do. But the mental spirit stepped up there and said, hey, let me tell you something, seer. I don't want you to go to Asia right now. I want you to go over there and Japhetic land. And you found out that, he said, Paul, I don't want you to go to Asia. Now, wait a minute. Where that name come from? Who was that? Asia. So now, Asia, where did that come from? Asia. See, so them, you see? So, you know, the best, especially the sixth anointed count. Now, you just heard the word Asia come up. Where you get the word Asia from? What that supposed to mean? See? Asia. What that supposed to mean? See, right? You're sixth anointed count. Is y'all with me? What do Asia supposed to mean? Read that word again. The middle spirit obeyed him not to go away again.
The book of Acts. Chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse number 6. And when they had gone throughout Phrygia and region of Galatia, were forbidden of the righteous spirit to teach the word in Asia.
Now the spirit said, no, don't go to Asia. But wait a minute. What is it saying in Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 and 19? Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 and 19, Steve, right? Then you was reading in 49:11 that you got a call about your father. Let's see again in Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. Is sitting on the council. We understand WCC said, well, we can't keep up. We understand that. But what about you, sitting on the council? Are you keeping up with, are you keeping up? Mm-hmm. Look what it says in there, verse 9, verse 18 and 19. What it say?
Book of Genesis chapter 9. Verse 18, verse 19 reads, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the earth were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Ham is the father of the Canaanites. Verse 19, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread.
So you see, the three sons of Noah are Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And of these three sons, the whole world overspread. So when the name popped up, Asia, now let's go back to Noah Juali. You got chapter 20, but it's XLV. Let's see what Noah Juali got written. Divine from the Almighty Allah. So see, can you pull up 20 from it, brother Yahdai Israel? See, can we, like I said again, let's just do a little bit. We just want to rest the beak a little bit. And XLV, which means 20, let's even say it's divine origin of something. Can you help me out there, brother Yahdai Israel? We want to just lay back and see what's said on chapter 20 by Noah Juali that was headed by Allah. Allah put this in him to put this down. And it's 64 pavement called the seven circles. Seven circles. We're going to find out the seven in a minute. But we want to see what he says in chapter 20. Now, you and I said, we're going to see what the Almighty Allah put on him to write in chapter 20. Divine origins there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You did the thing said, divine origin, chapter 20, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Chapter 20.
Yes, sir, Brother Yahdai Israel. You see the thing says chapter 20? It says XLV. And when you run XLV, it should come up to 20. So you see the thing, but what you say, what it says, divine origin of somebody. You got it? All right, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we help a little soul by getting that microphone on chapter 20, and let's see what it say. What it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, Roy.
I'm looking at the Holy Rod of the Morrisons Temple of America, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet, Drew Ali. On page number 56, chapter number XLV 45 reads, the divine origin of the Asiatic nation. Verse number one, the fallen son and daughter of the Asiatic nation of North America need to learn to love instead of hate and to know of their higher self and lower self. This is the uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instruction of all Moorish Americans, etc. Verse number two, the key of civilization was and is in the hands of the Asiatic nation, the Moorish, who were the ancient Moabites and the founders of the holy city of Mecca. Verse number three, the Egyptians, who were the Hamitics and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabians, seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese. Verse number four, Hindus of India, the descendants of the ancient Canaanites, Hittites, Moabites of the land of Canaan. Verse five, the Asiatic nations and countries in North, South, Central America, the Moorish Americans, Mexicans in North America, Brazil, Argentina, and Chile in South America. Verse six.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good right there. One through five. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, now you just heard some pretty good stuff. What do you want to pick out in 1 through 5 that you didn't tell us national audience about what in 1 through 5 that you're looking at that this national audience needs to hear, especially the 6 anointed camp? So what did you pick out of 1 through 5 that the national audience needed to hear when a wide old sea of redback and drank a little herbal tea there? Come on. What piqued your interest in verse 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What piqued your interest in verse 1? What did it say?
The fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nation of North America need to learn to love instead of hate and to know of their higher self and lower self. This is a uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instructing all Moorish Americans.
So we found out that according to Noju Ali, the divine from the Almighty Allah, he said the peoples of North America is, what is their name again? And everything will come through this. What did he call the peoples of North America? What he said they are, Brother Yahdai Israel, that we can read?
Says that they are the Asiatic nation, the Moors, who were the ancient Moabites.
They're the ancient Moabites. Now see that. So they go. Noju Ali is led by Allah to tell the peoples of North America. What that was, chapter 56. What was that again now? And what's the name of those on the network and people there for themselves? Where are you reading that from, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm reading that from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Temple of America, Circle 7. Is blindly prepared by Noble Drew Ali, the prophet, Noble Drew Ali.
And is the divine prepared by the prophet, Noble Drew Ali? And what did he say again in divine order that's led by Allah? Now, this, remember, this coming from above, according to Noble Drew Ali. He said Allah personally visited him and told him to write exactly who the peoples of North America is. He said this is a divine origin. Of who again?
The divine origin of the Asiatic nations.
And now he said it right. To the divine origin of the Asiatic nation. Now what did he say to them? The Asiatic nation, divine from Allah, 1, 2, or 3. Listen good. Brother Yahdai Israel, I think you ought to read that like you head to the penitentiary and tell an old seer come go with you. Let's see what it says in verse 1, 2, or 3 that we can read together. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I read from the Holy Quran by the prophet Noble Drew Ali. Page 56, chapter 45, and it reads, the divine origin of the Asiatic nation. Verse 1, the fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nation of North America need to learn to love instead of hate, to know of their higher self and lower self. This is the uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching, instructing all Moorish Americans, etc. Verse 2, key of civilization was in ears, in the hands of the Asiatic nation, the Moors, who were the ancient Moabites and the founders of the holy city of Mecca. Verse 3, the Egyptians, who were the Hamites and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabians, the seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese.
So the Japanese and Chinese came out of who descent there, Brother Yahya Israel? Noble Jew Ali, message from Allah to let you know the Japanese and Chinese, they are direct descendants from who?
The seed of Hagar.
What we can read, they are direct descendants from who?
The Egyptians, who were the Hamites, and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabians, the seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese.
Hagar is Abraham's second wife. Hagar do not carry the seed. Abraham carried the seed, not Hagar. Your mama don't carry the seed. The seed is in the man. The man carried the seed. So Hagar do not have no seed descendants. Whatever the daddy is, that's what you is. So Abraham is the one that planted the seed in Hagar, by permission of his first wife, to go into my handmaid, the Egyptian. Huh? So that's where they get that from, by going into my handmaid, the Egyptian, and that's where they came with the Chinese and the Japanese, is from Egyptian, through Hagar. But no, but according to the records, you what your daddy is. Whatever your daddy is, that's who you is. So you see? So now we're going to investigate that and see if Hagar hold up. And let's see if Hagar, she is an Egyptian, and that's very, she is an Egyptian. But this claimer says that he are the descendants of Hagar, the Egyptian. Now, wait a minute now. Hagar do not care to see. Whoever that man is, care to see. So whatever your father is, that's what you is. Now let's investigate that. And we found out in that same statement, and out of them came the Asiatic and all the big dignitaries from Noble Jew Ali, Marcus Garvey. Then he came 1-2 punch, and out of Marcus Garvey, and it became Elijah Muhammad, and Elijah Muhammad made a final statement that he got the lead of teaching, he got gift on the master Farad Muhammad. So and that guy right there was a descendant of Esau, so he broke away, and we're going to read other articles, and Noble Jew Ali made a profound statement that he noted that Elijah Muhammad broke away from him and Marcus Garvey, and they got up on the blue-eyed sins of Esau. So we're going to take that as time unfolds. So we just wet your beak on that, and you'll run across whatever happened to you. That's why they give more credit for Master Farad Muhammad. And Master Farad Muhammad is sons of Esau with blue eyes. You got it? Good. And then out of that came Malcolm X and Louis Farrakhan. So all that came out of that, you know, after they got up on the teaching of Master Farad Muhammad. And we're going to read later on that Noble Jew Ali made a statement that when he came to Chicago in 1925, he came to Chicago in 1925 and set up headquarters, and he made a final statement because he was looking at some things. He said, now, y'all on left what me and Marcus Garvey got to say. Now, y'all up on the Master Farad Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll take that a little later to let you know we definitely can take care of this business. Now, but we got that we are the peoples of North America. They are the Asiatic, and they put on the Asiatic black man. That's what we are, the Asiatic black man is out of that. Now, what happened again in 1913? Because he set up his first temple in 1913 in New Jersey. New Jersey is right outside of New York. So that's when he set up his first temple. And let's see what the name of his first temple that he set up. Divine by Allah. He put a name on his first temple before he came to Chicago in 1925. Had a mystery death when he came to Chicago a few years later. Talk about that later another time. Here's, you know, we on a point, but we just going to walk this thing through and lay this foundation. It's up to you, six anointed camps, to be prepared. When it's come up, you prepare. This is tape number 5. Now, what was reading that, Brother Yahda Israel?
Reading an article from the online Wikipedia, encyclopedia.
Yes, sir.
And it reads, Morris Sinai Temple of America. Early history. In 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple in Newark, New Jersey.
So in 1913, on record, Noah Drew Ali established his first temple, and his temple was called the Canaanite University. So he was telling those of North America that you are Canaanite, and you are from the descendants of Moabites, and you are the Moors, Canaanites, that's who you are. You're the Canaanites, you're the Moabites, you're the Moors, you Moorish temple of today or there. So there go your four names. You peoples from North America, that's who you are according to the teaching of Noah Drew Ali, and you put in your computer 1913, what was the name of this temple was called the Canaanite. What was the name of the call again, Brother Yahda Israel?
In 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple.
Now, and that is the Moabites. And that is the Moors. Okay, now we could investigate that and see exactly. And they also called the Asiatic Nation. Now, the Asiatic Nation, what descendants were an Asiatic Nation? To be an Asiatic Nation, who must be bumped off? Who must be bumped off? Let's see if we find out who must be bumped off. If you got three sons, repopulate the whole earth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. To be an Asiatic Nation, who must be bumped off? Is it Shem? Is it Ham? Is it Japheth? One of these names got to be bumped off, or is to be you peoples of North America, you are, your true inheritance is an Asiatic nation. So now who have to lose their identity? Is it Shem? Is it Ham? Is it Japheth? We'll be there on Taylor right there. But Asia's taking the place of one of them three names. Now let's investigate a little bit more. Let's go and find out exactly in the 19th chapter. But let's bring him up another way. Let's go to the 11th chapter first. Let's get him on the table first. If he can get him on the table in the 11th chapter of Genesis, that Brother Yahda Israel, if he can get a name on the table according to a pedigree called genealogy. Let's see, let's go to the 11th chapter and see what can we get on the table to get a smell at what's going on. We're going to the 11th chapter of Genesis, and we're going to pick it up around by verse number. Let's see what we get going on in the 11th chapter of Genesis. Let's pick it up around by verse number 6. Let's read down and pick up at verse number 6. Let's see what we can pick up. Remember, you got to always trace who you're looking for through your father, not your mother. Your mother is what's called the carrier of your seed. She carries your seed. She don't have no seed. She carries your seed. It forms into an egg and so forth, so forth, so forth. Now we're going to the 11th chapter and think of verse 6 and see if we get a profound name by reading the 10th chapter, verse 22 first. Let's see if we get the 10th chapter, verse 22. Let's get a name on the tape. 10:22 says what?
Look at Genesis 10, verse 22. The family of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram.
So these are the family of Shem. So we got the fact, the family of Shem. Let's see what it says in 11, verse 11 on the family of Shem. Let's see what it says in 11, verse 11.
Genesis 11. Verse 11, and Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters.
So Arphaxad on the table now. So Arphaxad on the table from Shem to Arphaxad. So now we working with Shem's lineage, and now we got down to Arphaxad. Let's see what came out of Arphaxad. Remember, when you Arphaxad, you talked about Shem. Let's see what came out of Arphaxad loins in verse number 6. Let's read a little bit until we find out what's going on. Until we get a famous name.
The book of Genesis chapter 11, verse number 6.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 11, verse 6.
No, we'll make it 26. Make it, thank you, that brother Yagda. Yes, we'll make it 26. We're going and get verse 26. We're going to find out what came out of his loins. So we got Shem and Arphaxad on the table. Now we want to find out what came out of his loins that we can read. What can we read?
The book of Genesis 11, verse 26. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran.
Good.
Verse 27. And these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, Haran, and Haran begat Lot.
Well, Haran begat Lot. So there you go now. There you go, Lot. That's the name I'm looking for, Lot. So there go the name we're looking for. Now, who is Lot's father again, that brother Yahda Israel?
Haran.
Who is Lot's father again, brother Yahdah again?
Haran begat Lot.
And who begat Haran?
Terah.
Who was his father?
Terah.
And take Terah father up to one of them great big old names. What name would you come up with?
Arphaxad.
All right. And Arphaxad, who is Arphaxad's father?
Shem.
Excellent. So there is a thing. So you got Lot on the table. So now Lot is on the table, and Lot, now let's find out what Lot did now. And now we go on to, and remember who you are today, according to Noah Juali. You are the ancient Canaanites, Moabites, the Moors, and you are Moish. That is your true identity, and you are Asiatic peoples, nation. But they got a name on the table called Moabites, right? Moabites is the Moors, and the Moors are the Canaanites. Let's go to Genesis chapter 19 there, Brother Yahda Israel. And let's see what's going on in Genesis chapter 19. This is how you investigate things. I mean, the best of them can tell a story. But who's going to be the one that take the Bible and get busy and see what it's saying? We're in the 19th chapter there, Brother Yahda Israel, Genesis. And we're going to pick it up at verse number, verse number 30. And we'll read straight on down and let the Bible unfold itself into 38. We'll take it straight down to verse 38. So we don't have to back away from this thing right here. But we own something. And like I said again, we're going to lay the foundation where it's going to be unrebukable once you lay the foundation. What do it say in 11 verse 3 of Psalms, that brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3, read. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah structures do?
And he looked Thomas eyeball to eyeball in verse 3. Yahweh the Son looked Thomas eyeball to eyeball in verse 3. And what did he say? What did he say? Now you see, if your foundation be destroyed, what can you do? So you those that go to all types of reunions and stuff, but understand one thing. What you going to do? Going to reunion without knowing your name. Look what Yahweh will tell you about your name in Thomas chapter 3. Do you know your name? You're going to reunion. Is they proudly got a name on TV? Proudly of that does not correspond with Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Well, just found a word called Ajax. I'll kick somebody in the ring. I wonder who would kick in the ring. You got a clue yet? Let's see what it says in Thomas verse 3.
Read from the book of Thomas. Verse number 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Thank you, sir. So, no, Joali say you are the Ajax nation, and we hook, line, and sink on it, but it's not according to what thus says Yahweh. See, when you don't know yourself, that means everything going to sound good to you, and you're going to pass it on to your loved one. Shame on you when you do so. Now, we got a name on the table called the Asiatic Black Man. It's the true Canaanites. The true Canaanites. And they call all Moist, scientific of America, the Canaanites, headquarters. So they got plenty of name on it, but they left a name called the Moabites. It's the ancient Moors, it's called Japanese and Chinese, coming out of Mizraim. Mizraim from Hagar. Hagar is an Egyptian. So she carrying seed, according to Nova Juali. The woman don't care no seeds here, right? Woman got an egg. She bring whatever you plant in her, that's what she gonna bring to the table. It's like you take an apple seed and plant over in New York and take the same apple seed and plant over there in New Jersey. Wherever you plant, that's what it's going to be in Mother Earth. So you carry your father's name wherever you go. Even when you marry, you carry your husband's name wherever you go. So you're always going to carry a male's name wherever you go if you're female. So you see what he said? He descendants of Hagar. See, according to the book, that's an error. Now let's go and look at Genesis chapter 19, verse 30, and see what's going on. Now, if you can learn something on the way of learning stuff. Genesis chapter 19, figure verse 30. Listen good now. Now remember, Lot. Lot is what his dad is, and that's a factor to share. So whatever Lot getting ready to do now, that's coming from the descendants of Shem. Keep down your mind. Let's see what names they got working with. Let's go to Genesis chapter 19, figure verse 30. What you working with?
Book of Genesis chapter 19, verse number 30 reads, and I went up out of Zoar and dwelled in the mountains, and his two daughters with him. We feared to dwell in Zoar. He dwelled in a cave, he and his two daughters. Verse 31. The firstborn said unto her, the young, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth. Come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Verse 32. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him. that we may preserve seed of our father. Verse 33, they made their father drink wine that night. The firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down or when she arose. Verse 34, it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also. Go you in and lie with him, and we may preserve seed of our father. Verse 35, they made their father drink wine that night also. The younger rose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down or when she arose. Verse 36, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Verse 37, and the firstborn bare a son. He called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. Verse 38, and the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ami, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this
day. Wait a minute, brother Yahjah Israel. Wait a minute, back up one verse again. You mean Moab is who? Moab didn't, you know, the teaching is Moab came out of Hagar. And Moab is Egyptians, and Egyptians is the Canaanites. Wait a minute now. What did you just got to read? One verse up again in verse 38. Listen to what the record says, baby.
Verse 37. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day.
So the Moabites is the Moors. The Moabites is Moab. The Moabites is Moab. The Moabite is Moab, and Moab is the son of Lot. That's Lot's kids. So the Japanese and Chinese came from this Down syndrome act. So when you mess around with somebody in your family, a needy family, like Lot didn't do on his own, and they got the Down syndrome. You know, they look red, Japanese, Chinese. They look like, you know, Mongolians. They got a Down syndrome look by their eyes and stuff, and they wonder why their eyes are different from everybody else. And they got the Down syndrome look because of what their two mothers did with their father. So that's how they got that Down syndrome look with them. Eyes, slanted eyes and stuff like that. That's where it comes from going back into your family with your father. So, but the Moabs, the Moabites and Moab coming from the sins of Shem. See, right, so how did you get it over there in the sins of Canaan? how'd you get it way over there? The divine led from Allah. So now you the Asiatics. The Asiatics is a replacement for Shem. Asiatics. So Asiatic is a replacement for Shem. Lot had the two sons by being a descendant of Shem. You cannot put him over there with descendants of Ham. That don't work like that. So the Moabites, the Moab is supposed to be in another lineage, not in the lineage of the Canaanites, not in the lineage of the Egyptians. And now remember one thing, the Egyptians and Canaanites, they are two groups that's up under one father. You can't bunch them together. Look at Genesis 10, verse 6. Let's see if we get the names and find out that these, you can't stack the two brothers up together because both these brothers got a father. Now let's go back to Genesis 10 6 again. So this is how you find out something on the way of finding out something. Then one day you're going to recognize that some of you are going to recognize up the road. and we got all their records. And out of this radio seed, right, keep this in your mind, that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So how you pick the child in anything until you understand exactly who you really are according to the Bible? You cannot get more or more air, the Moabites coming out of Hagar. You got to get the Moors, the Moabites coming out of Lot. And Lot came out of Shem. You see, that's the Iranian. So what you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 10, verse number 6 reads, the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
So, well, wait a minute. What was the divine order again in chapter 45, page 56? What was the divine order again? Now, this is what he just said. What is the divine order again? And what's the name you get ready to read? The divine order, chapter 45, page 56. Listen to this thing right here. It's written in this 64th page of the seven circles that was put divine from Noble Jew Ali. And Marcus Garvey is his right hand. He said, plainly, we're going to stick this thing up. We both can work together. And out of them come Elijah Muhammad, and out of them come Master Farad Muhammad, and out of them come Farrakhan, and so on and so on and so on. What's the reading, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the Holy Quran of the Moor Science Temple of America, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Ju Ali. Chapter number 45, verse number 1 reads, the divine origin of the Asiatic nations. Verse 1. The fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nations of North America need to learn to love instead of hate and to know their higher self and lower self. This is a unity. This is the uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instructing all Moorish Americans. Verse number 2. The key of civilization was in the key of civilization is in the hands of the Asiatic nation, the Moors, who were the ancient Moabites and the founders of the holy city Mecca. Verse number 3, the Egyptians, who were the Hamites and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabians, the seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese.
My. You know what Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 27 say? Let's get a couple more in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, sooner or later, I'm going to tell you something in a minute, sooner or later. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 27. Then swing down to Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Then give me Ezekiel 33:33. That's all I got to say, Brother Yahdai Israel, until we get on a special edition called Thursday evening. So I'm going to tell you something. Sooner or later, something's going to have to happen. But look what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 27. What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter verse 1 and 2 and verse 27 reads, Deuteronomy 4, verse 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes, to the judgment which I teach you for to do them, you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish up from it, that you may keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you. Verse 27, Yahweh shall scatter you among all nations. You shall be left few in number among the nations, for the Yahweh shall lead you.
So the world is gonna be scattered. It's gonna be the children of Israel gonna be scattered, not the Asiatic nation there, which is the Canaanites, which is the Moabites, which is Moors, and Moors divine temple of America that led by Allah, divine teaching to him. That's not a record that we read. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. You know what he told the wise man of the world to write? He pulled that from Deuteronomy, from Moses, and he told the wise man of the world, would you put this in the book right here, 30, verse 5 and 6, of Proverbs? What are you telling him to put in the book in 30, verse 5 and 6 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, right.
The book of Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Book of Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6. Add you not unto the words, if he reprove you, you be found a liar.
He said, add not to his words, do he going to reprove you, and you be found a liar when you add to his word. The peoples of North Shem called America is not no Asiatic black man. And they not from the descendants of Moab. They not ancient Canaanites. Not with the record. But sooner or later, they're going to dawn. You might be driving the car. You might be washing dishes or cooking a meal with got starch in it everywhere. It's going to hit you all of a sudden. 33:33 in the closing statement of Deuteronomy. Ezekiel. You might be cooking a lot of starch food. You know, you might be cooking, sitting around cooking, making dinner. And you're cooking a whole lot of old starch food and wonder why everybody all clogged up. But you're just going to be hell-bent and continue to cook stuff that will destroy the nation of Israel. Because you hell-bent because I learned from my mother, and my grandmother. But now you learn some more things that can hurt you if you don't know. Look at saying Deuteronomy, Ezekiel 33:33, the closing statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Ezekiel 33, verse 33 reads, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
Well, I don't know what you're going to be doing, but sooner or later you'll recognize that there's a seer among you that can look at whatever it is and go in this Bible and take notes on exactly what is given to him at that very same hour. Sooner or later you'll recognize the signs of the time. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement is on that? Because the special edition of Thursday night or evening is only hours away. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, Seer Israel, a seed royal. Reward came to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Brother Yahdai Israel. He ever teach you. See, Radio, we come humble is to tell you, you got to, you will remain in poverty. And remember, a covenant keeper, a friend is a covenant keeper, not a person that's, well, this is my cousin. No. Friend, according to the Bible, is a covenant keeper. That's how you call who your friends is, by being a covenant keeper. Because they'll make a gesture when they hear the covenant. Elder Tills, what's your final thoughts is on tape 5, you on the clock? Mr.
Kills,
come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast once again. I'm sitting here getting me a belly full of Yahweh and the word and listening. I'm getting all interested in what was saying, what was being said. Well, when you are studying and you pick it up the wrong way, it can lead you into an area that you really don't want to be in. And that area where you can be led is just like what it mentions in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 32. 32 says, the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth. This is why we say you have to have big ears and little mouth. Because when you speak a lot about that which you do not know or may not be familiar with, this tells you once again that a teacher can't learn from his students. And I mention this quite often. But having knowledge, he gains experience even more by teaching. Now, a student can possibly learn to be a good teacher if he pays attention. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand, get the words wrong, get everything all mixed up, and this is because it's without proper teaching. We have to be aware by knowing the scripture and the Bible precepts that we mentioned quite a bit. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contest for their righteous learning, even turning the scriptures around, using them as Bible or verbal weapons against you. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books to your biblical education, your health that we often mention, foods that you eat should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelite, tribe of Gadah, is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. online starting from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, put in www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. I always remind everyone that remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station with land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar that will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family and friends throughout the year. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses. The first is tribe. That's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. And also yhdhysrael. These are to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Put in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast, we will continue Yakwa's story on Tel Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yakwa's word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on the table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. Remember, no comments will be taken off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. For you to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. So at this particular time, I would suggest keep your Bibles open and continue to take notes. No telling, you may be called on at any time. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa. Yeah, that's right. You might be called in. I remember one of the fixing on the camp did ask me a question. Said, what did you say about you want me to take a little research check on? I said, well, you know, I told you up front, write it down. Oh, see, didn't write it down. And that's the point. See, when we talk, we'll be talking spirit-led from the Almighty Yahweh. And when we tag you to do something, just do it. The research, we gave you the information. I'm saying you just didn't write it down. Although you told me you had your pad and your pencil available. But you didn't do it. Yahweh don't like that. That's ugly. So, you know, when we tell you some research and things, it, you know, put you aside because you don't come up. And I might say to myself, oh, what did I did say? A lot of times, and like I said again, we be saying things that is not written down. And it's up to you to write it down. Then bring it back to my attention. And then you say, well, I got the research on what you need. See, so now you got a sin over here for making statements saying that I got it, and you didn't have it. All right, good enough. So we're going back and look for the mother now. Now, the mother's going to get in the microphone and tell you what they think about K-5 or whatever it is the Almighty will put on them to tell you. And you ought to pay attention to the mothers coming out of Camp 1. And we're going to bring Mother E in and see what she got to tell this national audience what Almighty have said to her to talk to this national audience. And we got nothing rehearsed. We just going to see what Mother E got to say. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E from the tribe of Yah God Judah. Y'all quite be there, see you right.
I'll quite be there to see you, Israel. See you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, our job is to win souls. But always we try to win souls through the covenant of Yahweh. We're not to pass on the back and all the hug and all that. You know, that's okay. But we try to win souls by showing you what the covenant is saying. That's how you determine who's what by the covenant. So, Mother E, whatever you got to say to this national audience, you on the clock and the world is listening. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to read 2 Thessalonians. It's a prayer for the brethren. It says, find it, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Yahweh may have freely course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not the covenant. Verse 3, but the Yahweh is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in Yahweh, touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. Verse 5, and the Yahweh direct your mind unto the love of Yahweh and into the patience, waiting for Yahweh's response. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, that you withdraw yourself from evil, brother, and walk disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we believe not ourselves disorder among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but walk with labor and travel night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. But even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exalt by our Yahweh, the Son, that will quietness, that worketh, and eat their own bread. But we, brethren, be not worried in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, not that man, not that man, and have no companion with him, that he may be ashamed, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Yahweh of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Yahweh be with you in all. The forte of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, for our right covenant of our Yahweh the Son, be with you all. Hallelujah. For what I would say in this year is encouraging the brothers to trust in Yahweh and not to be with on Yahweh the people and is asking for the brethren to pray for them that they really is talking and telling them what things they should do. If Paul's talking, telling the brothers the things what they should do and to trust in Yahweh and wait for Yahweh the Son for the answer to a question, to answer to things. But we know that, I know that the Spirit that guides us Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mother E coming out of Camp One. So, you know, like I said again, see, right? It's up to you. Remember Yahweh says in 7 verse 6, your time is, he says, I know my time, but your time is always. See, Roy, if you know your time is always, and Yahweh says he only calls it by the covenant. That's why he said the friend that you picks up, it must be a friend of the covenant, see, right? Then you line up with Yahweh. Because see, the covenant would check a friend, and they won't blow off at their handle because the covenant would always be there to where, you know, that's not the order thing. I ain't going to do that. That's why you got to be a covenant keeper. So that was excellent, Mother. See? Now we're going to see find Mother Z and see what Mother Z got to tell this national audience on, you know, level that Almighty can put down to. And look right in the microphone and change and just say it's not lost. But you bring another mother in. Mother Z. So when you meet the mother out of Camp One with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. That's why I beat you there, see, right?
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, all royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, we want to see, can you give a word to this national audience on K5, whatever that the Almighty got you on put down, whatever you want to tell them. Give them that microphone and tell them whatever that the Almighty on put on you to tell this national audience, you on the clock, come
on. Well, I would just like to say that it was mentioned in the class about the covenant. And I'm going to read in Genesis verse 6 and 17 about, you know, back in Genesis where he made the covenant with Abraham. And I'm going to read Genesis chapter 6, verse 18 first. But with you will I establish my covenant, and thus shall come into the ark. You thus and sons and thy wives and thy sons' wives with you. And then I'm going to verse 17. Verse 17, and start reading at verse 1. But he made the covenant with Abraham, and with Abe, he made the covenant with Abe before Abraham's name was changed. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 down through verse 8, and with Abe was, and when Abe was 99 years old and 9, the Yahweh appeared unto Abe and said unto him, I am the Almighty Yahweh. Walk before me and before thou, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abe fell on his face, and Yahweh talked with him, saying, verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 5, nevertheless shall thy name any more be called Abe, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. Verse 6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make many nations of thee, and kings shall come out of you. Verse 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and thy seed after you in thy generations for an everlasting covenant to be a Yahweh unto you and to thy seed after you. Verse 8, and I will give unto you and to thy seed after you a land wherewith thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, and for an everlasting possession, I will be thou Yahweh. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So say again, the children of Israel is not Canaanites, Moabites, Moors, Phoenicians. They are the children of Israel that Yahweh said, I'm going to give you their land. Their land. So he made the divide. So now we got teaching that we are the ancient Canaanites. We are the ancient Moabites. We are the ancient Moors. See, that's not correct with the book open. But remember, this is supposed to be divine teaching comes from Allah. But when you examine it, it don't add up. Because you can't get the Moabites or the Moors. Father is Lot, and Lot come from Shem. And Lot come from Shem. You can't take Hagar and say, well, we the sinners of Hagar, we the seed of Hagar. Hagar don't can't carry no seed. She carries the egg after you are planted the seed in her. So you see, if you divine from the Almighty, you would not make them kind of errors. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to investigate your work. Like they investigate Voices of a True Israelite, all six anointed camps working. They still can't come up with nothing. You know why they can't come up with nothing? Because we led by the Almighty and we put on tape. We all can read together. And we just connect the books. We don't have no agenda. We just have what Yahweh tells us to put on the table, and that's it. So we're going to find another mother out of camp one, and we're going to see what the Almighty put on her to get his national audience. And remember one thing. You know, I look forward for the program every broadcast to hear what the mothers got to say. Because the mothers play a great part, and they can help you. If you make objections according to what you hear, come out of their mouth. Make it simple. It's up to you. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, another mother, D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh B.J.F. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That mother D.F. Israel. So what did the Almighty put on you to win the souls and to get them to at least think about what they need to do according to being a covenant keeper? See, you can say you my friend and all this, but all the way you a friend of myself and a friend of Yahweh, you got to be a covenant keeper. So get in the microphone and whatever Yahweh put on you to tell the ones that call friends and I'm with you and all that, but they're not a covenant keeper. What you got to say behind that or whatever on your mind that mother D up Israel? Take your time and come out.
Well, I want to talk about meekness. And I'm going to start off in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and the covenant. Verse 23, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Okay, I want to go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in mind, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Revelation chapter 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So this is a good attribute and a spirit to have when you are meek. You have an inheritance, the earth, not up in a way. And I thank Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, not up, up in a way. See, the mothers, they're on point. They can help you. It's up to you to recognize the signs of the time. The mothers can help you. Because all the mothers are great note takers. They're great note takers, too. Y'all see them in class. They be taking notes, but they need elbow room taking notes. They not playing around with this thing, senior, are you? Because they know a blessing is coming behind. So you got to be a great note taker. And I'm very disappointed in one of these class anointed camps that I got in contact with. And he said, well, what did you say I supposed to be did? I forgot. I can't find my notes. Now, you know, that brought tears to my eyes. No one thing. You got to take this most serious. Six anointed camps, you're going to be on the clock. You're going to come in contact with somebody. If you're not a great note taker, you're going to hurt your blessing and the one you could have blessed that came in contact with you. But if you got something that's blocking you from doing just as Yahweh, you better catch yourself before you wreck yourself in Yahweh. We're going to leave it like that it is. And one thing about it, you got to be stable in Yahweh. He will help you. But you got to be a great note-taker. Take it most seriously. We learn a lot from the mothers, no doubt about it. All right, we'll go on find Mother E. Let's see what, if you can precept what Mother D.F. Israel just said by going to Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 5. See if we can precept what she just got through saying about how you got to be. Meekness, you got to be meek. You got to know what you're talking about. Mother E., Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 5, you on the clock, come on.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples come unto him, his followers. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm. Blessed when you are meek. Precept that to Mark 1:15. He says, you're blessed when you are meek. So if you got a hell-raising backbiting spirit, you're not blessed. Blessed when you are meek. Then you got a lot coming in the kingdom of Yahweh. So the only thing you have to understand behind that, you got to have you some Mark 1:15. What did it say that mother is, Mark? Mark 1:15.
Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent you and believe
their covenant.
Repent. And let's precept that, Mother Egypt 3:19 of that. See, why do you have to repent? He going to tell you why. It's up to you. Your time is always in Acts 3:19. Look what it says in 3:19. Acts 3:19. What did it say that, Mother Egypt?
Thanks.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Why should we take it most seriously and get our repentance together in Acts 3:19?
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin be blotted out, and the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So he said, you got a timeline. Repent. He said, put that fucked up spirit down and repent and be a covenant keeper. Mother D of Israel. Let's see what it says in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1 down to verse 4 and 22. He told Jeremiah about these people that need to repent. Let's see what he says about them in Jeremiah chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 22. What did he say there, Mother D.F. Israel C. Ray? What did he say? Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to look right down at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1 through 4 and 22. Mother D.F. Israel, the world listening to you on the clock. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 4 and verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1. If thou wilt return, O Israel, says Yahweh, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thy abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. Verse 2. And thou shalt swear, Yahweh liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nation shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they honor. Verse 3. For thus says Yahweh to the men of Yahdah Judah and Yahdah Judah, break up your fallow grounds and sow not among thorns. Verse 4. Circumcise yourself to Yahweh, and take away the foreskin of your mind, you men of Yahdah Judah, inhabitants of Yahdah Judah. Lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
So what that mean in 13 chapter 8 through 10 of Jeremiah? What that mean? He started talking to Jeremiah. He said, my people is Scottish people. He said, but they have no knowledge on what I got to tell you. That's why every doctrine works for them. Now you're on a divine teaching of a 64 page and got you being Canaanite and got you being Asiatics and all that. Listen, see right here. The man is telling you who you are. Oh, why don't you believe what the Bible says? Let's see if it says in the 13th chapter, Jeremiah 8 through 10, and Mother E have me, Jeremiah chapter 5, 1 through 9, waiting on it. Let's see what it says in the 13th chapter there, Mother D of Israel, 8 down to verse 10. What it say?
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Verse 9, thus says Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahdah Judah and the great pride of Yahdah Judah. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after false Yahuwahs to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
Is that man saying? He said, the people that I don't store so much blessings on. He said, you just like a marred girdle. He said, you're not good for nothing. Every wind of doctrine will work for you. Read that Mother D of Israel, 4:14 of Ephesians. You know what the man said about you in 4:14 of Ephesians? What did he say to that Mother D of Israel in 4:14 of Ephesians?
Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am. What do you say?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, teaching by the slander. Of men, slang, I can't get that word right, of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to the sea.
Hmm? Well, why they lie in wait to the sea? You over in North America, don't know who you are. Think you are Cherokee Indians, Wichita Indians. You don't have a clue. It's some, Noah Jewali said, well, he said, well, listen, y'all don't know who you are anyway. Shoot, I might as well give you the teaching I got coming out of Egypt. You don't know who you are, so I'm going to call you Asiatic black man from Shem. I'm going to remove Shem's name. Then I'm going to call you a Moabite from Canaan. And they found out that the Moabites come from Lot, from Shem.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
you
right.
Want to be out of order, you continue to be out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep on keeping you until you understand one thing. You got one ministry that can break it down. If you're going to remain in darkness, it's on you. It's up to you. Take five. Let's see what it says there, Mother E. Let's look at the fifth chapter, 1-9, what it says, 1-9, in the closing, and if we get a closing statement behind 1-9. What it says in Jeremiah chapter 5, 1-9, by Mother E. Coming out of Camp 1,
China,
with Yahshua Judah.
What is that, Mother E? Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 1-9. Verse 1. Run ye to and fro throughout the street of Yahshua Judah, seven kings, and see now and know and see in the border place thereof if you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say that Yahweh lives, surely they swear falsely. Verse 3. O Yahweh, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thus hast sicken them, but they have not grieved. Thus have consumed them, but they have not refused to receive correction. They have made their face hardened in a rock. They have refused to return. Verse 4, so I said, surely these are poor. They are fools. Well, they knew not the way of the Yahuwah, nor the judgment of their Yahuwah. Verse 5, I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them. For they have known the way of, the Yahuwah and the judgment of their Yahuwah. But these have altogether broken their yoke and bursted their bone. Verse 6, for a lion out of the forest shall slay them,
and they will even before them. A leper shall watch over their city. Even everyone that goes out then shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backsliding are increased. Verse 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no good. When I had said them before, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot houses. Verse 8. They were as fed horses in the morning, even everyone neighbor after the his neighbor's wife. Verse 9. Shall I not visit for these things, said the Yahweh, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
Read verse 11.
For the house of Israel and the for the family of Israel and the family of Yahweh Judah has dealt very treacherous against me, said the Yahweh.
Get down to verse 20. And take it on to verse 22.
Read 11 to 22.
Yeah, pick up verse 20 to 22. Pick up verse 20 and take it down to verse 22. What does it say in verse 20? Down to verse 22.
Verse 20. Declare this in the family of Israel and publish it in Yahweh's youth, saying, verse 21, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes not, which have ears and hear not. Verse 22, fear ye not me, said the Yahweh, will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed me and said for the and said for the founders of the sea by a prophet of fear decree that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roll, yet can they not pass over it.
So he's saying, you got but one way back, O foolish people, it's called the 12 tribes of Israel. You want to come back to the bond of the covenant or you lose. All that pats on the back and talking smack ain't going to cut it. You got to be a covenant keeper for Yahweh to turn the foolish people back to a great people. Mother E, what your closing statement is behind that? Come on. Take your time there, Mother E, and bring your closing statement. The world is listening to you, Mother E. Get in that microphone and tell them what you think on your closing statements. Come out.
I'll read Psalm 107. I'm going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the Redeemer of Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Firstly, get them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Oh, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And that's Mother E. We heard from Mother D. We heard from Mother E. Now, we go and see and find Mother D up Israel and see what she got going on in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, 8, and 13. We're going to see what she got going on in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, 8, and 13. Mother D of Israel, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, 8, and 13. What they're saying that, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, 8, and 13. Verse 7. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them. For now shall I do for the daughters of my people. Verse 8. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in mind, he lays his weight. Verse 13. And Yahweh said, because they have forsaken my Torah instructions, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein.
So what he says again in 11 chapter verse 26 and 27 of Deuteronomy, he said, I got things on the table for them, but they refuse to do anything I say to them, Mother D.F. Israel. So in the 11th chapter, he didn't change any of his ways in the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. What do we say in verse 22, then skip down to 26 through 28? Let's see what Yahweh says. The children of Israel don't want to change their way. Let's see what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22. Now, from the read verse 21, get warmed up. 21, 22, then skip down to 26 to 28.
Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21, 22, 26 down to verse 28. What do you say that, Mother D.F. Israel? See right here. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21, 22, 26 to 28. Verse 21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Verse 22. For if you shall diligently keep all these Torah instructions, which I command you to do them, to love Yahweh your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. Verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you this day. 28. A curse if you will not obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after others, false Yahuwahs, which you have not known.
What does it say in verse 1 and 22? Who is he talking? Who is he telling all this good talk to in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and and verse 23. We telling all this to that mother GF Israel. 11 verse 1. No, same book, Deuteronomy. Stay in 11 chapter, read verse 1, and skip down to verse 23. We telling all this good talk to, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1 and 22. Verse 1, therefore you shall love Yahweh, your Yahweh, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his Torah instruction always. Verse 22, for if you shall diligently keep all these Torah instructions, which I command you to do, them to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him.
Mm-hmm. Now back up to verse 7, and look at verse 10 and 11, the closing statement. Back up to verse 7, and look at verse 10 and 11. See the man saying. Deuteronomy 7, verse 10 and 11, and the closing statement come out.
You say Deuteronomy 11, 7, 10, 11?
Chapter 7. And look at verse 10 and 11. Chapter 7, verse 10 and 11. And let's see what it says.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. And repay them that pay him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hate him. He will repay him to his face. Verse 11. You shall therefore keep the Torah instruction and the statutes and the judgments, which I command you this day to do them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The man is telling you all over the book exactly how he's staying with you. If you're not a covenant keeper, he's not with you. So you got to understand that, fixing on the count. A brother and sister can have the same tone of skin with you, but if they're not a covenant keeper, he ain't with them. So you got to remember that same thing. You got to make your words very true if you're not a covenant keeper. Moji of Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 8.
Tell what? Go ahead.
Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Seek you, Yahweh, while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man or woman his thoughts, and let them return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon them, and to our Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
As Mother D up Israel, you heard from Mother E, you heard from Mother Z. See, Roy, it's up to you. Remember saying 7 verse 6, your time is always. And you don't know your
My
time.
Message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Yeah, I hear you, WCC. We hear everything you saying, and I'm going to leave it like that until we meet again on a special call Thursday evening. WCC, we know you're going to get a shot in, and the New York station going to get a shot in, too. but we done got our shot in already. Yahweh be with you all. We catch the mothers, the brothers, the elder teachers. We catch you all tomorrow at 6 o'clock for some more B-O-T-T-Y. Try for young Donna Judah. Shalom to all. Shalom to all. Shalom. Shalom.